Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated February 19th, 2016. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, hello everybody, I am here all alone. It would appear Asclepius is having some computer problems, and it's, got his computer back in the shop, so I will be doing this by myself this week and hoping he will get that straightened out ASAP, for we have events going on very soon, so all will be well with that, I can only hope. So we will wish Asclepius good luck, and that's for sure. So here we are. We are in release number 26 still. This is the second week of it, I believe. I've been having a lot of fun. I've got my character up reasonably high level, like 67-ish, focusing on my magery as usual, and having lots of fun. A little bit disappointed in some of the changes to the water spells, but that's okay. I didn't expect it to last forever. So just having a lot of fun. Just keeping track of what works the best. That's the best thing about the testing process. We can actually play around with different trees and get a head start on the crowds and everything. Once we go live without the wipes and stuff, we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah, we're going to be way ahead of the crowd. We'll be there to help and question answers and kind of general all-around experts on the game. We've been playing this thing so long, you know. It's great. Good stuff. So, here we are. Update of the avatar number 164. And let's just go through our list here. We got some good stuff going on here. Starting out with The Making of Shores of Malice, Part 2. Now, this is a gorgeous looking scene. There's a whole bunch of, like, aqua-colored crystal. And maybe that's a portal? Can't tell. Let's do a little reading here. This is from Esteban, Sorcerer Steve Zaldivar. And hey guys, Sorcerer Steve chiming in with an update on Malice. Now focusing on the interior dungeon and its surrounding chambers, including the Well of Sorrows. Malice is populated by the Vengeful Dead, an army being raised to sweep down over the lands of the living and avenge Anapaw and the injustices done to him and the dead of Drachveld. So very cool stuff. I would guess then, just based on that little reading there, that this is a picture of the chamber, or the Well of Sorrows in the chamber there. So that's going to be pretty cool. So, it is here in the Well of Sorrows where Sequana sits on a platform held wrapped there by magical chains. Initial layout and brainstorming, the start of an iterative process for all of you Lord British fans, those rough drafts on the right were drawn by Lord British himself to provide me with some guidance. So there's some very awesome pictures there of a, looks like a Dungeon Master's maps there, very cool stuff. You can take a peek up on the update of the avatar page if you want to see the pictures here as we're going through this. And halls of crypts and chambers filled with hundreds of bodies have come to known as the Warrens. It is here where the dead congregate in enormous droves waiting in their hope for release. And that a lot of skulls there. A very cool deco going on. I've never seen a dungeon that has this kind of deco in this kind of depth. This is going to be very awesome. So the halls of crypts and chambers filled with hundreds of bodies. Okay, so there's hundreds of bodies in there. So that's kind of what you're seeing, I guess, with all the... I'm just seeing skulls, but we'll probably see the rest of the bodies in there too once we get to looking around. So the Warrens have been largely inspired by the Paris Catacombs. So anybody knows what the Paris Catacombs looks like? It may be very familiar sight there. Wow, that's cool. So an underground river has created this vast chasm, once the site of rituals for the undead. Stay tuned for more work in progress, Malice. See you next time, Esteban Zaldivar, level designer. So that's very good stuff. And the final picture there was some real dark scene with some crystals. I like the blue crystals there. That's cool. And looks like you have some glowing blue mushrooms there. I'm hoping one day we will be able to harvest those and create some kind of concoction for our either poisoning, or maybe some mushrooms have other kind of properties. I'm trying to remember my past gaming with the mushrooms, but they always did something. Some games, I remember mushrooms were a little bit of a drug, so you never know what they're going to end up doing. All right, so moving on here, we have a very, very exciting event here. The Kontosh event. This is an album release party. And we're going to read here. The album cover says Black Country Rock and Portalarium proudly presents the worldwide premiere of Shooter Jennings' new album, featuring guest appearances by Richard Garriott, Lord British, Marilyn Manson, Brandi Carlile, and Steve Young. So this is a very awesome album cover too, by the way. So this is very awesome. You are invited to the ultimate album premiere of the decade. Shooter Jennings with Marilyn Manson, Brandi Carlile, Steve Young, and Lord British in his newest album, Kontosh. Groups from around New Britannia are joining forces to bring you the party you will never forget. Join us in-game for events, quests, parties, and a world premiere first-time listen of the entire album. Partygoers will assemble at 7 p.m. Central Time at the Bear Tavern in the player town of Barron's Reach on the western coast of Spindrift Bay. Or you can just zone to Balloch Decanny. Attendees have the chance to win prizes, including a pink vinyl physical copy of the album Kontosh, in-game wax cylinders of Shooter Jennings tracks, wow, and the live event will be broadcast on Avatars Radio, that's avatarsradio.info, with live video streaming by Rise Up Gaming, and that's www.twitch.tv/RiseUpGaming, that's R-I-Z-E, Up Gaming. And thanks to Shooter Jennings for the opportunity to bring this party, Amber Rain for co-sponsoring the broadcasting the event on Avatars Radio, Gabriel Nightshadow, Elgarian D. Colley, Asleepius, and the New Britannia Theater Troupe, that'd be all of us, for the performances and the quests. So we got some events coming there, going to be fun. Minerva, Amend, Anthonil, Et Team for decorating the multiple event locations. Kazen Phoenix Fire, Eclipse Maiden, Rise Up Gaming for live video streaming on Twitch.tv, Duke Violation and Order of Vengeance for coordinating the event security, The Bear Tavern for hosting the kickoff party, Wake Up New Britannia for the pre-show on Avatars Radio, and Spec for nurturing the idea to fruition, and many, many others. Yes, siree, it's an awesome event. I'm part of it, so I do know a lot about it, so it's just great to see it coming together and all the details are being worked out. It's just a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So this is going to be absolutely awesome. So if you only plan to attend one party in Shroud of the Avatar this month, this is the party you do not want to miss. In Shooter's own words, when news recently got out that the outlaw country musician Shooter Jennings, son of country music icons Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter, planned to hold the world premiere of his new album, Kontosh, inside the fantasy role-playing game of Shroud of the Avatar, one news outlet dubbed it arguably the weirdest gaming event of all time. When asked why he chose such a unique venue to unveil his latest album, this is what he had to say. As I've gotten older, I've realized I'm a man of familiar comforts. I often find true happiness in the delights of my childhood, but I find myself trying to give back to the things that gave me such happiness as a kid. When I was 7 years old, my dad bought the family an Apple IIe. Just the sheer possibilities blew my mind, and the computer quickly became my favorite tool, the greatest tool. It was with this computer that my imagination was captured and taken to great heights. Early computer games were and still remain my favorites. The games Sierra made, Brunderbound, all those early titles held a very special place in my heart. But it was the Ultima series that I found a different kind of kinship. I would have to say I tinkered a bit on the first few games, but when Ultima 5 and 6 came along, I was ready for their epic challenges. Lord British was my J.R.R. Tolkien, giving me my first broad magical adventure where morality, and intellect really played a major role. As I got older, I played every single Ultima game that was released, even poisoning the bread in Ultima 9. Then, Ultima Online took me and my friends to another world, allowing us to live a real alternate life. What a brilliant development. By this time, Kurt Cobain was minutes from death, and my 386 sat on a small table in my bedroom. I was running a BBS and connecting to very early forums in the internet. Nine Inch Nails, The Downward Spiral, had captured my ears, changing my perceptions of music forever. It was with these computers that I began to make music. I understood computers, but until my discovery of Trent Reznor, I had not found a link between music and computers that resonated with me. After this point, I began recording my own songs at home, learning and crafting and learning. It was a cathartic experience that eventually led me to move to Los Angeles to pursue a career in rock and roll full time. I spent a lot of time drinking and going out, trying out Bukowski. I kind of put my years of computing at bay, performing with my band on the Sunset Strip and trying to make up for all the lost nerd years with the ladies. But I kept a copy of Ultima 9 on my machine in my first LA bedroom. Every once in a while, my friend John Shannon and I would revisit Britannia and beat the game again. It was like a warm blanket I brought from my childhood home. When being an adult got too much, I could always go and poison Lord British's loaf of bread and get a laugh. All of this leads to a certain point. I remember looking online and reading about Shroud of the Avatar and getting very excited. It had been a long time since I'd heard the name Lord British, and it was like John Lennon all of a sudden coming out with a new Plastic Ono Band album. I immediately found the Kickstarter and made my pledge. I could not wait to play this game. I played some of the other MMOs, and while they were fun, they never quite captured the sense of adventure that the Ultima series did, online or offline. I was so excited to see this come out that I just could not wait. After jumping into Soda in a very early release, I got very excited for the potential. It felt like UO, but also felt like a wide-open adventure, like unlike anything I'd ever seen. Over the months, I would check in from release to release as the game started to take major shape. I was often inspired by the fact they allowed players to be part of the game as it was built. It felt like I was part of something really special. Fast forward about a year and I found Richard Garriott on Twitter. I reached out to him mainly because I was a fan. I thought Soda was amazing and I think initially I offered to help him with a score. It has always been a dream of mine to score a game, and I never got that opportunity well until I eventually got to put some music in Soda. Lord British himself wrote me back, and I was just floored. I would keep in touch here and there by retweeting or talking about Ultima games. It was easy. They meant that much to me. Fast forward again, and I'm halfway through the recording of my new album, Kontosh. I was recording the song Chase, the song originally from the Midnight Express film. Was also used as a theme song for my favorite radio program, Coast to Coast AM. As a kid, I would listen to Art Bell explore the unknown every night with this song as the backdrop. I knew this had to be on the album, but I wanted to make it more than just an instrumental. That's when the idea hit me to ask Richard Garriott to do a voiceover. Here I was, doing this record, a tribute to Giorgio Moroder, a man who basically took electronic tools that most people didn't even understand yet and made wild, lush adventures for people to forget their troubles to. Sounded like just like Lord British, so I felt I could just get Richard talking about his life, exploring, creating worlds. It would make absolute sense. And it did. I was floored when he did it. It was a dream come true. After we got done with the record, I got to meet Richard Garriott and Star Long in Los Angeles and found myself among folks that I really felt I could have a deep conversation with. Again, going back to feeding back into my childhood, I realized that we all were most responsible for what we have learned from life and for giving back to the rest of the world. Much as Richard and Star have done the same by creating the worlds they have, they gave it back to me. And then Through my love of their art, I am trying to give it back to them and give to future generations of the lore of New Britannia and the innovations of its creators. Having created a system where you can not only listen to a streaming radio inside the game, but also having the ability to collect wax cylinders with audio stored on them, which you can play in the game, phonographs. It seemed like a no-brainer to be able to share music inside Shroud of the Avatar, so I suggested we do a listening party in the game. It was there where one album where this concept fit. It was this one. Hell, I think I even hid some Ultima 7 music on the record somewhere, and Lord British himself is on the record. So we set up the unbelievable community in the Shroud immediately jumped up and have prepared an incredible quest-driven party. The quests are being executed by the New Britannia Theater Troupe, who are an in-game live group of actors. Some of the great building constructors and creators are crafting custom locations and clothing for the event. Avatar's Radio is going to stream the album in-game, and both Richard and Star, Dark Star and Lord British, have given it their blessing and are going to attend. Now, going back to that 14-year-old kid on the 386 in his room, lonely and looking for adventure, imagine what he would say right now. Probably something along the lines of, F yeah, future shooter way to effing go. Shooter Jennings. And a very nice write-up that was. I had to read the entire thing. It was just so inspiring. I loved reading through that, and it really did strike a chord with me and probably a lot of you guys that played the Ultima games and Ultima Online in your childhood. Most of us were kids back then. If we weren't, we're pretty old, quite a bit older. But yeah, I was pretty young myself. I was definitely a kid in the Ultima days, you know, the UO, or the Ultima 5, 6, 7, real young. Yeah, I remember all those times too. So yeah, it was a great read and a great inspiring story from Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son. You know, I used to listen to Waylon Jennings music myself because I was a big fan of the Dukes of Hazzard. So obviously that holds a lot of memory for me, and I loved all of that. And so it's really cool to have somebody this huge involved with our game. It's like, wow, we're just such great stuff here. So good news there. So don't forget to attend that party, which is, once again, I'll remind you, it's 7 p.m. Central Time at the Bear Tavern. And so do not miss it. And I believe it's on Monday. Oh, here we go. Monday. Which day is Monday? They didn't put the dates on here. It's the 22nd of February. So there we go. And we'll probably get it in the upcoming events. When we check that out later on. Okay, so moving on. We've got The Making of Shrek. I did it too. Skrek, oh boy, part 2. From a Dev Plus forum post by Richard Mady. Hey everyone, thanks for the feedback. We are working real hard on this section of the world and bringing in more Kobold influence into the game. Here are a couple of early shots of entering the town. So we're getting to see some more awesome interior shots now of the Skrek area, which is the Kobold. I believe it's a Kobold city, but it looks to me like this is an underground city, just based on the ceiling, and there's not any stars in the sky, so we're definitely underground here. That's pretty cool. So my guess is going to be that Kobolds are a little bit like the dwarves. They live underground, and they're very wise, and they create all kind of cool gadgets. So this is a very neat-looking city. The items of the Kobolds are just very metal. They look like they're very metallic, dark metallic. They've got this style that's unlike anything else in the game, so it's really cool to see this. So that was from Richard Mady, and he is showing us some great stuff on that. So that's exciting news. So looking forward to some more updates on the making of Skrek. So we have next, the Release 27 QA build is available for Dev Plus backers. From a Dev Plus forum posting by Star Long. Hello, the Dev Plus QA build is out, version 325. If you have not played on QA before, you can find the instructions here, and there is a nice link there. If you want to go to that thread, it's the Release 27 QA to download that. I believe you have to be Dev Plus or backer or higher up backer level to play on the QA, though, so just a little FYI there. And so that's available. And so now we've got public cash chess, now POTable, potable. Based on community requests, public cash chest, great for player-created quests where you may want to leave quest clues or loot for questers to discover, can now be placed as decorations in player-owned towns. Public cash chests are available in-game with an ornate public cash chest available on the add-on store. Placement limits for the cash chests in player-owned towns are: you get one chest for a holdfast, two chests for a hamlet, three chests for a village, four chests for a crossroads village, five chests for a town, six chests for a city, and seven chests in your metropolis. So keep a note if you've got a certain quantity you need, what size of town you need to be involved with. So yeah, I know some people got some great ideas on these player-run quests, so that's good stuff. I'm glad they're doing that. And there's been some really good suggestions about some more functionality on those chests. I really hope they do take a peek at that. So that would be very awesome stuff there. And we always love stuff to make the game a little more exploratory, a little more unique, and a little more player-driven, too. So that adds to a lot of stuff to do, which is good. So good stuff there. We next have Rise Up Gaming, Seattle Children's Hospital Charity Drive. Okay, so this is some more Rise Up Gaming charity. This is good stuff. Rise Up Gaming, Seattle Children's Hospital Charity Drive starts at 9 p.m. PST, February 21st, and finishes at 11 p.m. PST, that looks like specific time is time, February 28th. Show your support by visiting www.twitch.tv/riseupgaming, and that's R-I-Z-E, up gaming, all one word. And hope, care, and cure, these three simple words capture what we are here to do. That's because at Seattle Children's, compassionate care, breakthrough research, and generous donors come together every day for children who need us. We are united by a compelling mission to prevent, treat, and eliminate pediatric disease. Together, we deliver superior patient care, advance new discoveries and treatments through pediatric research, and serve as the Pediatric and Adolescent Academic Medical Center for Washington, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, the largest region of any children's hospital in the country. In 2015, U.S. News and World Report ranked Seattle Children's number one on the West Coast and number six in the country overall, placing us among the nation's top children's hospitals. So that is an awesome cause. Obviously, the stuff that they've got on the store to support them are very awesome and unique items, including the well, which most of us probably have if we've got any kind of space in a yard for one, because they're very cool. They look very nice. So, yeah, very good cause there. Be sure to throw your support in their way. Okay, so we've got next here, we've got the final VIP roundtable, Portalarium Studio Tour, Lord of the Manor Visit and Dinner. So we've scheduled our final Lord of the Manor Dinner VIP roundtable and Portalarium Studio Tour. Emails with the following information are being sent to the qualifying Dukes and Lord of the Manors. Lord British's Britannia Manor Tour and Dinner. A night of merriment awaits you and a guest at Britannia Manor, New York. Wow, in New York. Lord and Lady British request your presence the eve of Friday, April 15th, 2016, for a royal feast, as this is an official seating with thy esteemed Lord and Lady British and the Honorable Lord Darkstar. Period dress is requested for this festive event. So get your very awesome capes and armors and awesome things to wear to this event. That would be very awesome. So the event schedule: arrive at Britannia Manor in New York by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Embark on a two-hour royal tour of the manor led by Lord British and Lord Darkstar. Thy Lady British hopes that the fates allow her to attend as well. First course served promptly at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Revelry till midnight. Oh boy, that would be so fun. One of those things I wish I could go to. I wish I lived in one of these areas. So yeah, good times for everybody involved with that. And hopefully there are plenty of pictures, because that's how I live vicariously through pictures I see on the forum. So it's good stuff. Following thy meal, wine will flow freely as we discuss your Lord of the Manor backstories and your thoughts on Shroud of the Avatar's development to date. and with enough spirits, who knows what else might be revealed. Oh, hint, hint. Please RSVP by March 18th, 2016, so that we may prepare for your visit. I am humbled by your generous support of Shroud of the Avatar and look forward to sharing an evening of fellowship with you. Lord British. Very awesome. Here's some more extended information here. Thy humble lords and ladies of Portalarium would like to extend the following invitation to all of our dukes, duchesses, lords, and ladies of the manor. Please join us in Austin, Texas on Friday, May 13th, 2016 for a grand day with developers of Shroud of the Avatar. We will begin at 11 a.m. on May 13th with your arrival at Portalarium Studios for a tour and end the day with a series of roundtable design meetings with Richard Garriott and other members of the development team. We are always trying to find ways to help you make the most of your visit to the studio, and we think that the roundtable discussions with Richard are the perfect way to have your voice heard, as it helps you have the chance to influence Shroud of the Avatar's direction and development. Please RSVP for the Friday roundtable event no later than April 22nd, 2016, so that we may have an accurate count of guests and have an adequate supply of food, adequate supply of lunches available for our Friday meeting. So it looks to me like they got two events here. They got one in New York, which is on April 15th, and then another one in Austin, which is on May 13th. So very good for all the Lord of the Manors and the Dukes. Get the opportunity to go to those particular events. So good stuff there. All right, so now we have another awesome community thing going on here, which is great. Story in Scene. Story in Scene is a type of literary quests, a creative mashup of player-created quests and stories. Community members Wombi and Vryn recently posted in the Release 26 events forums about their Story in Scene creations. Story in Scene, the prison. Far, far away, on a forgotten island in Spindrift Bay, lies an abandoned obsidian prison. Within that prison are six cells, and within each cell is a note left by the former occupant. Can you make sense of what they wrote? Explore the prison and the adjoining guardhouse and discover information that will reveal the stories behind each prisoner. To begin your adventure, make your way to the Isle of Ghosts, and then follow the trail of lampposts across the bridge. There you will find the prison on the left and the adjacent guardhouse. So that's a very awesome looking scene there. We've got a whole bunch of crypt looking buildings with the little garden in the middle of them. Yeah, very nice. So it's almost like a quest. It actually is like a quest. It's a quest made by players, made by Wombi and Vryn. So that's great stuff. And then we've got the next one here. Story in Scene. The Palace Gardener. I've used my keep lot in Adoris as a stage for a story, The Palace Gardener. Mother Damai has appealed to you, Avatar, to help unravel the mystery surrounding one of Adoris' most beloved residents, the Palace Gardener. Strange happenings at his home have led people to believe it cursed, and these rumors are further undermining the peace of an already tense city. Will you help set things right? You interact with the story by finding the scenes recorded in books or letters scattered around the keep. The best way to experience it is to find each scene in sequence from 1 through 18. The first starts at the entrance outside the portcullis, as shown in the picture. You can find the keep by going left immediately as you enter Adoris. So very cool. That's another, just another awesome picture there with, looks like they've got some bowls or some plates down there on the ground above before the door, and it says start, so I'm guessing that's just kind of where you start. You can't push buttons or anything thus far in our player created content, but that's pretty cool. Very nice stuff. And so look forward to checking those quests out and see what they're going to hold. Sounds like some kind of mysteries, so mysteries are always fun. All right, so now we have another event. This is an awesome event. Sandalox Entertainment presents Bingo Bango. Sandalox Entertainment presents Bingo Bango Saturday, February 20th at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Britannia time. Zone to Sand, Majoria, or Pollux Evanheart. Five rounds of bingo. Each round with a chance to win a $5 add-on store credit. Final round will have a grand prize of $10. Bingo is brought to you by Sandalox Entertainment Guildhouse, located in the beautiful town of Wizard's Rest. Please check out the website for more information. So, yeah, Wizard's Rest, I know all about that town myself. That's kind of sort of where I reside. So, and oh, by the way, the pictures are gorgeous. I was reading through the thread a little bit there that Apollux had posted, and a little bit of commentary on the pictures. Apollux is an artist, and he does very beautiful pictures, and I think he just does a little bit of enhancement on the coloring to make things stand out, and I think it's awesome. So I'm very happy to see these also pasted on the forum. On the update page especially. This is awesome. So, very nice decorating job too, by the way, on the guild house, and the word bingo spelled out very beautifully. You know, when I try to spell out words with paper, I have a very hard time. It looks ugly. I'm hoping one day they'll give us some kind of a pen or a piece of chalk or something where we can write, and maybe it'll be easier with a mouse, I don't know. But that would be a very awesome feature. But you never know. They might not do it just because of all the vulgarities that may get easily written on the buildings and stuff, but you never know. We'll see. So here we go to our next event here. We've got the Release 26 All-Player Town Gathering. So from a Release 26 events forum post by Winfield, the All-Player Towns Gathering is a time for many player-owned and run towns to meet to talk about town development, diplomacy, and ideas. All towns and people are invited to attend. This is your chance to meet with other town leaders, citizens, and adventurers. We will have some plenary topics followed by workshop sessions. The event starts at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday, February 21st, and is being held in Hometown, located southeast of Soultown in Novia. Players are invited to come an hour early to meet people, bring books about your towns, hang out, and more. And there's a very nice little map there, kind of telling you where to go. And it's a map of Hometown. Now, Hometown I've been to very recently because I've got some houses I'm dueling over there. But it's getting very big. There's everything. They've even got, just FYI, this is something I just found out today. They've got an actual built city wall set. You know the walls that are the castle walls, you know, that they're like a horrible puzzle. Like a complicated puzzle, I'll put it that way. And they've actually got one laid out. And it's very nice. It's laid out on a castle lot, but you can kind of figure out what you need for your lot if you got something smaller. And I've been struggling with those things for a long time, for a couple of days anyway, weeks maybe, I guess. But yeah, Hometown, great place. Yeah, sidetracking there. But Hometown's a great place for all that kind of viewing pleasure. And it looks like it's just right on the outskirts there, right next to the blimp home, or the, what's that home called that flies? That one. So it's right by that. So good luck, or sounds like a good gathering for everybody there to get together and discuss town ideas. Lots of things to talk about nowadays are just adding more and more and more to make our towns all the more exciting and less dull and similar. So that's good. Very good. Okay, so here's another event. We've got The Gauntlet by EVL. So this is from a Release 26 events forum post by Kendrick Darrow. The Gauntlet is a new style of event that is basically a combination of American Gladiators and American Ninja Warrior. This timed obstacle course is run by a single avatar, and the fastest time is the overall winner of a $25 store credit. Ooh, that's pretty nice. So, the EVL Gladiators will do their very best to slow you down using a variety of magic spells along the course. Join us in Novia on February 21st at 4 p.m. New Britannia time in the Underworld PvP town. Oh boy. Same location as the Pipsqueak PvP. Zone point for the Gauntlet is Seamus McGinnis. Registration and practice is open from 4 to 4:30. So make sure to get there on time so you can check out the course and get signed up. Complete rules will be handed out upon registration, and everyone is encouraged to come along as the come along and root for their favorite runner of the of their favorite gladiator. I was wondering if they literally meant the spell root or just actually kind of cheer on. You know, that's kind of a twisted word there. Seamus McGinnis provided this preview of the course and recommends you come early to practice a bit. Yeah, it's a very nice looking course too. They've got a little bit of a maze-looking area and some jumping involved there, a little falling involved. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, I like that. It's cool. They've used the red rugs as kind of a pathway there for a little bit of it. Oh, very cool. Good job on it. These courses these guys set up is amazing. You know, I have a hard time myself just decorating my house to look like it's a house. You know, these guys are decorating courses that have hidden passages and mazes and crazy places to climb and jump off of. It's just unbelievable. And they do this every time we wipe. They do it all over again. It's like no big deal. It's like, here we go. All right, fun again. And, you know, FYI, another FYI, this is stuff I realize very slowly probably, but if you use your R key when you're decorating, you got something in your hand, some of these things do flip around and move around. So like on the blocks, boom, you can lay them on the ground, lay them flat. And yeah, I tried doing it with chests. You can't do it with those yet. But, you know, I think that's awesome. Now we're getting better and better on our decor. So makes it for all the more fun and all the more things you can make for people and for yourself. So it's great stuff. So another good event there by EVL. They're really getting involved here. I'm loving all the things they're doing. So that's good stuff, too. So the next item up on the news is the Round Elven Greenhouse. Oh, isn't that cool? Now that's another awesome item to buy here. This small greenhouse is the perfect outbuilding to grow your royal elderberries and other assorted flora found in New Britannia. Growing plants in this greenhouse will speed up their growth rate. It'll speed up their growth rate. Now, there's a little information on these greenhouses if you click on the details of it. And I'm going to read it to you because this is very important, just in case you're into agriculture at all. Okay, so, first of all, you will need a village property or larger, or a player-owned town, so that's a new feature here coming on, to place this item in-game. And it's available in-game in Release 27. Now, I don't see it here. I saw it somewhere. But it's saying that, I think it's two times as fast that you get your growth speeds on your plants. And I can kind of attest to that because I've done my share of agriculture in and out of a greenhouse. And it is, I think it does shave a day off your time because normal plants are about 2 days, 3 days. Oh boy. The pledge rewards, the elderberries seem to be even slower, just FYI there. And they don't grow faster in a greenhouse at this last time I tried it out. But these are things that I've been playing with because I love agriculture. I love harvesting, crafting, all the stuff too, aside from the combat. I love everything about the game, so here we are. So, very beautiful greenhouse for anybody that's looking for an elven theme on their town or their, you know, their lot or whatever, has the ability to place this baby. Now, remember, continue to remember, this is kind of a drag, that the flexible placement has not made it in yet. So, if you want to put it on your lot with a house, you're going to have at least either a small house or a big lot or a combination of the two to fit it. Now, from my experience, and I've tried this, I've got that stinking stables. It's called the upscale stables, I believe, and I can't get it to fit anywhere. You know, the only way I can get that thing to fit is to have a city lot or a duke lot with no house. I am so frustrated with that thing, and if I could only size it down, oh, you know, this is just one of the many things that bothers me about my inability to put buildings where I want. So that flexible placement one is going to be an awesome thing. So we're looking forward to that when it comes in sometime in the future. And again, I'm being very optimistic there, saying it's going to come in sometime soon in the future. And so that would be awesome. So get your greenhouses and grow some nice plants. All right, so we've got time is running out. 10-day countdown for the stretch goal store expiration. All items in a stretch goal will expire at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, February 29th, 2016. This includes such favorites as the greenhouse, the black foal, the baby llama, the elven home and armor, functional spyglass, the longboat, admiral's outfits, and more. So all the stretch goal items are going to go away. So if you haven't got your stretch goal items by February 29th, you will not get them outside of buying them from somebody or trading with something for somebody or buying them on one of the outside sources where they've got stores that sell things that are no longer available. And so that would be other options. So if you want any of those items or thinking about any of them, probably be a good time to grab them. And there's some good stuff on there. Most of it doesn't have function, but some of it does. The greenhouse does. So good stuff there. So support the stretch goals, even though they're going away. Oh, but we were there. We were there. We'd love to see what's coming up in the future. And the stretch goals are, as I think we've been told, that they're planning to put them in at some point. Okay. So here we got some more information. We got backers' shipping addresses. So in preparation for shipping backers' physical pledge rewards later this year, we have added shipping address fields to your account profile page. To enter your shipping address, log in to the SOTA website, select account in the top right corner, then select edit profile located in the top left corner beneath your avatar image. For country and regional tax assessment purposes, our tax accountants have requested that we start collecting a buyer's physical shipping address for all purchases, whether digital or physical. We've tried to streamline that process as much as possible, such that once you've entered a physical address, we will pre-populate the address fields with your default address. So that is true. As someone who buys from the store quite often, I will tell you that I typed my shipping address information last week when I talked about it, and ever since then when I made add-on purchases, it's already there. You don't have to do it but one time, but you have to do it for each account. So if you got multiple accounts, you got to go into each account make sure you got all the correct information. So if you've got multiple accounts, like me, I've got several accounts, yes, and one of those accounts is going to another person. So you just make sure you got the right information on each account, okay? All right, so just a little FYI there. All right, so that covers, looks like then we got through all the updates pages there. That was a lot of news today. That's great stuff. Oh, always enjoy this stuff. I'm just dying of excitement playing this game. Even this late in a release, I'm having a load of fun working my character. So, yeah, this is awesome stuff. So let's get into in-game community events. We've got our amazing community, another great lineups of in-game events planned for this weekend. Special thanks to community member Spooky Jenny, a.k.a. Jenny Phoenix Fire in-game, for her help in compiling a schedule of player events from the Avatar's Circle Community Events calendar and the events of the Avatar's Community calendar. Reoccurring events, we have RPOTA monthly $170 writing contest. Remember, that's the role players of the Avatar. January Janus Creation Contest features Cataclysm or Survival themes. So $170 if you can win your way through that one. Good stuff. Got a lot of talented writers in the community, so it's always great to see what they bring us. And then we have the Unreliable Travel Guide with Wombi and Varin and the drunken layabouts who have nothing better to do than derive a dishonest income from newly arrived avatars, and some very humorous guides there. Those are funny. And then we've got Avatar's Radio Daily Program. Now, remember, I try to make a note of this every week because I think the DJs of Avatar's Radio deserve all the plugs they can get, because they are awesome, hardworking folks that keep your radio running 24/7 in the game and out of the game even. So they're always knocking your socks off. avatarsradio.info/schedule.pvp, or PHP, excuse me. That's for a list of the amazing DJs and their programs. And then we have the NBNN Lunch with Laz and Jack on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have the Daily Wartime PvP event, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the EVL Hat Master Weekly Grand Tour Quest Mondays at 7 p.m. Remember, that's the last release we're going to have Hat Quest, so that's sad. And then we have the Tavern Respite RP event Mondays at 8 p.m. We have the Order of Vengeance Guild Meetings, Mondays at 9 p.m. Challenge Dungeon Run, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Paxlayer Town Manager Hour, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. And we have the Novian Academy New Citizen Outreach, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Another good, helpful thing for people. EVL Dungeon Crawl, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And we have Wednesday Nights, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We have the EVL Pipsqueak PvP Tournament, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for the less experienced folks in the PvP realm there to learn how to get killed or maybe learn how to kill. Good stuff. And we have Striker Sparhawks Happy Hour Wednesdays, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We have the Phoenix Republic PvE Nights, Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. We have the Thursday Night Throwdown TNT, a PvP event. And that's good stuff in the Obsidian Caverns. And we have the Novian Academy Roleplay Courses, Fridays at 4 p.m. And Shardfall Madness, Fridays at 6 p.m. We have Vengeance Madness, Fridays at 7 p.m. We have the EVL Capture the Flag, Fridays at 7 p.m. And the Astronomy Event, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. with Bowen Bloodgood. All fun stuff. Very great events there. A variety of fighting, non-fighting, gatherings, explorations. There's just great stuff going on with these And that's just an every week type of thing. Nothing specific there. It's just every week you got those events to go to if you so are board inclined or just involved. So good stuff. All right, so we've got Saturday, February the 20th. So 6 a.m. we have Wake Up New Britannia with Wolfdom and Celine. Those guys always have a great radio program with awesome guests, and Avatars Radio, always lucky to have them. We have 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pax Lair Working Hours. We have 11 a.m. Church of the Dark Star with Amber Rain and K's and Phoenix Fire. Always a very spiritual, uplifting, and maybe not spiritual, event with Amber Rain there. And 12:30 p.m., we have the New Britannia Breast Cancer Awareness Biathlon. So, I think you know your way around the Overland Map. The towns without using stuck or zone. Put your body where your mouth is. Join Prism and Diamond Fields for a jog around the world. And a dip in the water as well. And there's prizes. So, good stuff there. Take a look at that one. Some good pictures on that thread. And also at 2 p.m. we have the Barren League Construction Harvest and Craft. Good stuff there. 6 p.m. Port Phoenix Social Nights. 8 p.m. we have the FFA Brackets PvP Tournament in Vengeance there. 8 p.m. we have Bingo Bango, which we talked about earlier with Sandalox Entertainment. And Zoned Majoria, Pollux, Evanhart, or Sand. To take a peek at that. They have a real nice setup over there. It was addressed. All right, then we've got Sunday, February 21st. We have 5:30 a.m. Explore Novia with Royal Sexy, always giving a great tour of the whole world of Novia. And 8:30 a.m. we have a Pax Lair meeting. At 12 p.m. we have pre-All Towns Gathering, release 26 in hometown. So join Winfield and company with some more great chats about POTs and player rundowns, which are called PRTs. At 1 p.m., we have the All Towns Gathering in hometown. That's the official start there, it looks like. At 2:30 p.m., we have Gus Ball Training. At 3 p.m., there's the official Gus Ball going on there. And another fun game there that was created by Bambino. So enjoy that. Zoned Sand, Seamus McGinnis, or Bambino to get involved with that. And at 4 p.m., we have the EVL, the Gauntlet. The new style event is just now starting for the $25 store credit on that one. Zoned to Seamus McGinnis if you want to get involved there. And at 5 p.m. we have the BMC Gridiron Feast and Registration. At 5:30 we have the BMC Gladiators Gridiron, the official, going on there. And at 7 p.m. we have the Pax Lair meeting. 8 p.m. we have Fishing with Winfield. And at 11 p.m. we have Rise Up Gaming Seattle Children's Hospital Charity Drive. So that's good stuff, starting at 11 p.m. All right, so that covers all the reoccurring events and the weekends events going on there. Be sure and check out Release 26 Events thread in Shroud of the Avatar forums for additional events that may not be included here. And they're doing a really good job, I notice. I go through the forums quite often. I try to keep up with them. And generally, everything is there. I've been trying to try to catch things that didn't get noted on here, but yeah. Always, by the way, just so everybody knows, always send me an email at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net or sleepy@thecaverns.net if you want to have a news article advertised here on the news. We definitely are open to that for y'all. Okay, so you can always have it. Pollux uses me a lot, by the way. This week in the news, February 15th, Polygon Shooter Jennings to premiere a new album inside a video game. And that's a great article there. February 15th, GameSpot country music star to debut new album in Ultima Creator's new fantasy video game. So cool. Looks like I got two articles there on Shooter Jennings. That's good stuff. So on February 16th, we had Eurogamer Country Music's Shooter Jennings will premiere new album inside Shroud of the Auditor. There's another one. That's big news. February 18th, Massively OP, Outlaw Country Musician to debut album in Shroud of the Avatar. So there's four articles on the Shooter Jennings things going on here, which it's actually the thing I notice about online gaming or gaming in general is you don't see a lot of people that are like artists and singers doing gaming. Because they're probably really busy. It takes a lot of work to to tour and make music and things like that, you don't have a lot of time to play video games. So it's actually quite awesome, you know, just, especially if it's somebody you've heard of, someone you know, someone you bought their albums. Oh yeah, it's great stuff. It's definitely bringing real life together with our game. And Sandbox, here we come. So upcoming events, February 22nd. So here's the official date, because I couldn't find it on there. I must be blind. February 22nd, Shooter Jennings album release party. Okay, so remember that. It's February 22nd. Okay, that's Monday. Okay, 7 p.m. All right. February 25th, we're up to release 27. Now, FYI, February 27th is coming up very soon. Matter of fact, that's 25th. That's next week, next Thursday. So I like to bring up this to everybody. Next time I talk to you, it will be too late to get your tour guide hat if you didn't get it. And that is the last one. It's the bowler hat. So make sure you get that done this week. I'm not done yet. I'm so lazy this week. Well, I'm not lazy. I'm just busy with my character. So I've got a few more to get taken care of myself. But it wasn't too hard this time around. So definitely get that if you're missing it, because you're down to your last week to do it. All right, so on March 16th, we have GDC 2016. On March 17th, we have SXSW Gaming. On March 31st, we have Release 28. On April 15th, we have Final Lord of the Manor, Britannia Manor Visit and Dinner. On April 22nd, we have PAX East. On April 28th, we have Release 29. So there's another release. On May 13th, we have the final Duke Roundtable and Portalium Office Tour. And on May 26th, we have Release 30. On May May 1st, we have the Hearth of Britannia, Legends of the Hearth 3. On June 30th, we have Release 31. And on July 28th, we have Release 32. And that is the big day. I believe that's when we stop with the wipes. So be prepared to work your character and keep your progress. Good stuff there. All right, so that is all of the upcoming events. Recommended projects to back: Crowfall. In this Throne War simulator, characters are persistent, but the campaign worlds are not. Thanks to voxel technology, which enables fully destructible settings, a seamless blend of an MMO with a large-scale strategy game, players are immortal champions traveling between realms to fight an eternal war of the gods. Crowfall. Great stuff there. Yeah, destructible worlds, that's those things that that are great fun. And I've only played probably three games that do that. It's very rare. Probably because it is very, very hard to mesh in with the online aspects. You'll probably see it more often in an offline game, but it's very cool if you can tunnel your way through a mine and find ore and stuff. So yeah, it definitely would be nice to have that, but that's definitely a game you could play for that, destroying parts of the world. Yeah, that's part of blowing bridges up so people can get across and stuff. I like that. That's cool. Very good stuff. So it looks like that is the news of the week. Me doing it all alone without a sleepiest poor guy. I really feel for computer issues. It really is a drag. When my computer breaks down, I usually just get another one. It's not because I have a lot of money. It's just because usually by the time my computers break down to a point where I can't use them, they're pretty old. And you're about 3 years life on computers nowadays, maybe four. Depends on how heavy of a system you bought. Or how expandable it is just to upgrade a few things. So, always wishing the best for Sleepius, and we'll see him next week if all goes well. So I guess that'll do it for now. I've got almost an hour in, which is not too bad for a solo me who doesn't talk enough, but what can I do? The awesome background music you are hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet, also thanks to Sir Style Teakle. For the technical work on a newscast, Sir Style Teakle, thank you very much, and it was good to talk to you a little bit a few days ago. So, please support Avatars Radio. The radio needs your support to continue to make the magic of this program, podcast, music, and events possible. Please go to avatarsradio.com and click on the Patreon link. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. Thanks to Pollux Evan Hart for the shout-outs on Temper Tantrum Thursday and the Friday Rock Block. Always appreciate that, Pollux, and I return the favor for you. And you need to be added to that DJ list. So speaking of that DJ list for Avatars Radio, full schedule of the DJs, go to avatarsradio.info/schedule.php. This is Lord Baldwin with Echoes from the Caverns.